Welcome to the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast, brought to you by Nonstop Kids Entertainment, the home of the hassle-free party package. If you'd like to book a party with Nonstop Kids Entertainment, just visit www.nonstopkids.co.uk.
Hi there, guys. My name's Craig.
And my name's Patrick.
And welcome to the rebirth of the Nonstop Kids Entertainment Podcast. This is incredibly exciting stuff. If you haven't been a part of this podcast, first of all, I have a new co-host. His name is Patrick Granger.
Hello, my name is Patrick and I am the new co-host, which he just spoke of.
Exactly, so exciting stuff. Now, if you don't know, Nonstop Kids Entertainment is the UK's largest children's entertainment company. We do over 5,000 parties a year. We work with places like Concus, like Alton Towers, Cadbury World, Drayton Manor, but we also do a lot of birthday parties, about 5,000 nationwide. And this podcast, it does two things. We present deals, because everybody knows that parents are always short of money.
They do, and deals are important.
So we spend half of our life, me and Patrick, looking for deals that we can actually present to you. And we'll highlight some deals that we think are absolutely awesome, that you can, as a parent, go and check out these deals and save yourself some money, which is what it's all about. And then we also have podcasts where we interview entertainers.
Yep, it's very exciting. We're going to have a new one every fortnight. We have a different entertainer with a different take on entertaining. It's going to be great for you all.
Exactly. So the format is, the show is, 1 week we're going to be presenting deals. Next week there's going to be an interview, and so on and so forth. But these are going to be going out on social media, and you can check them out everywhere, including iTunes. So, without further ado, in episode one, we're going to look at some deals. So without further ado, here we go. So for those of you that haven't heard the podcast before, the idea is simple. Patrick has found two deals. I found two deals. And we're going to discuss them. I think my deal, you know, you guys as the audience can decide who you think has the best deals. Obviously, I think my deals are best, but we're going to see. So the first deal I've got is pretty special, Patrick. This is really cool, right? I have found a deal that FIFA have put on themselves.
Wow.
I know. Now, I'm not a football fan, and you are a football fan.
I am
a
very big football fan.
So you might like this. You might like this.
Now,
this is free football coaching sessions.
Wow.
In all holidays, Easter holidays, summer holidays, half-term holidays. You sign up at the beginning of the year, and you get free football coaching sessions run by FIFA all over the UK.
Wow.
They can improve their dribbling, their passing, their shooting. And all you have to do to get this deal is go onto the website www.faskills.vfa.com, and you can sign up. And then, you know, as long as you sign up, you will get free coaching sessions for the whole year in all the holidays. There is a catch.
There's always a catch.
There is one catch.
Kind of things.
There's two catches, actually, but the first one's not too bad.
Not just one catch.
Two catch.
Two catch.
The first catch is the person signing up has to be between 5 to 11. That's not too bad.
So me and you can't...
No.
Can't go and do any football.
But as this is designed for parents, that's not too much of an issue.
No.
The second one, which I think you might take a bit of offence to, I'm not too sure, knowing you, is the other thing is this is only for girls.
Only for
girls. And if you're a boy and you want this, you've got to pay £10 per session. You can't get free coaching.
If this was the other way around, it would be an absolute outrage. if this was just saying only boys can do it and girls have to pay, there would be an absolute uproar. Loose women would be speaking about it. I mean, you can't just be going around throwing stuff out like that. But
maybe they're just saying that they want to get girls into playing football, and, you know, they're trying to encourage more girls to play football.
I do appreciate that, but what you have got to understand is, you know, the men's game, it does bring in a lot more revenue. So if we're thinking it from a money aspect,
okay,
should be the girls paying.
Okay, okay. But you know, so you wouldn't qualify even when you were 5 to 11, unless you rocked up in a dress. But it's still a great deal. for 50% of the kids out there.
It is a great deal. And do we know what kind of sort of level of coaches we've got? Are they?
I don't know. I mean, it's a FIFA coach. It's run by FIFA, and it's a FIFA coach. That's
so
all I know.
So we haven't just got any random guy from the community centre rocking up. And,
No. This has been backed by FIFA. This isn't like Soccer Tots or anything like this. This is backed by FIFA. The actual website you need to go on to sign up is faskills.thefa.com. It's an actual FA coach who's coming along, and will you'll get free sessions as long as you're a girl between 5 and 11. Else you're going to have to pay.
I think that deal is semi-average. And I mean, getting girls into football, more than fine with me, but we need to obviously take into account that the lads are just getting kicked to the wayside.
They are getting a rough deal. They're going to have to pay like 50 quid a month to get the same thing that the girls are getting.
Yeah, they really are. Yeah, I'm disgusted. But we will continue. And this is why I think that Craig's deal, just so this is the first episode and already Craig's deal is terrible. If you watch any of the previous podcasts, you would realise that Craig is known for his terrible deals.
I thought that was a good one.
Despite having a sweatshop of children working for us, finding these deals, they still managed to get that.
Yeah.
See, now we'll move on to my deal.
You think you can up the game a bit here, can you?
Well, I think I do, because my deal, it's current, it's cool, it's everything that you want from a deal.
Go on.
It's a Greg's £15 Valentine's dining meal.
Oh, shit! Are you having a laugh?
Well...
So, okay, hang on, maybe. Are we talking about Greg's the Baker's here?
We are talking about Greg's the
Baker's. Are we talking pies, pastries, sausage rolls, and like those nice little pizza things?
For everyone, Valentine's Day isn't the thing for them. You know, they don't want to go out to Jamie's Italian and spend £30 per course and have all this commercialised, stuff. So some people, they just want the pasty. So that's Greg's have given them an absolutely fantastic alternative. And I think it's brilliant. So I'll just.
And what do you get for your 15 quid?
Well, see, so this is for all the pastry-loving couples out there. It's for... it's in 5 pop-up restaurants in England, Wales and Scotland. And you get it from 7 p.m.
What?
On
you mean
Valentine's
Greg's have
Day.
Got restaurants? It gets better.
Don't laugh at Greg's. Greg's have got the best restaurants out there.
Okay.
And it's a 4-course set menu, bear in mind, for £15.
Let me guess. It involves pastries.
It does. But, so £15 for two as well. So that's 8 courses.
Right.
So it includes canapes, such as, you've got pork puff pastry sliders. You've got puff pastry parcels.
Oh my God.
With spiced potato. You've got miniature donuts with dipping sauces, plus a selection of petite fours and coffee.
Oh my God.
Just to top it all off, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, it also comes with a bottle of Prosecco and mineral water. So, if your mouth's feeling a bit dry after your steak bake, top it off with some Evian water. Other water.
Let me guess, you got a custard donut and a cream eclair for dessert.
Well, you get miniature donuts with dipping sauces, so.
My God.
So these are temporary restaurants.
Two things get temporary because it's such a bad idea. Two things are going through my mind right now. The first thing is, I'm trying to imagine going to Sarah, who isn't the most romantic person in the world. My wife is. Cold inside, really. She's not romantic at all. And I'm just, even though she doesn't really do Valentine's Day and she doesn't care, I can't imagine going to her and saying, "Hi, darling, I'm taking you out for Valentine's Day. We're going to get the kids babysat. I'm going to take you out. We're going to have a really nice meal out. Oh, darling, that's lovely. Thank you. Where are you taking me? It's a surprise. Come with me." And then I lead her into Greg's, where she has a steak bake and a pie. Oh, my God. You'd get bitch slapped around the face.
Well, for me, that's where your marriage is going wrong, Craig, because... If you take your partner to Greg's and they love it, that's when you know you're onto a winner. They don't care about a fine meal. They just want a sausage roll. And that is what I am looking for in a partner. Someone who is happy with a £15 Greg's.
I want to know what genius at Greg's head office thought of this. You know, they're there in the board table and the guy that runs Greg's, right, okay, we need some new ideas. We need some new product ideas. What you got? Oh, I got a sausage roll. We've done that. I want a steak bake. We've done that. Okay, I've got an idea. What's that? Let's set up some pop-up restaurants and do a four-course meal for Valentine's Day. Because when you think Greg's, you think romance. And who signed off on this as being such a good idea? Oh, my grief. This is the worst deal ever, Patrick.
Well,
I'm
it
sorry.
May not be the best deal. However, at least boys and girls can be included within this deal. So my deal is not gender specific.
No, it's not true.
It's even for people who don't specify to genders. It's for males, females, non-binary. You know, it appeals to everybody. Just in case you are interested in my fantastic deal, which I'm sure you are, there is 5 pop-up restaurants situated in London, Manchester, Newcastle, Cardiff and Glasgow. So
oh, so not near us. That's
all
fine.
All the major cities.
All the major cities other than Birmingham. So,
yeah,
that's...
so if you fancy popping over to Cardiff for a Greg's, 7 p.m, 14th of February.
Brilliant.
Put that one in your diary.
That's the worst deal ever. Right, okay, come back, Russell. All is forgiven. Okay, right. I got a good one here. I got a good one. I am going to tell you how parents can get their teenagers aged between 16 and 17 a free activity holiday for a week.
Free, that was.
Activity holiday for a week. Yeah, absolutely free. Here's what it is. You go to the National Citizen Service. Just Google National Citizen Service. You can sign up there. They are now taking applications for 2018. The parents apply on behalf of their child who has to be 16 or 17 on behalf of their teenager. If they are accepted, they will get a week's holiday free, a week's free activity holiday. There is 3 phases to this. Phase number 1 is they go on the holiday and they go rock climbing, they go abseiling, they go canoeing, they do all that fun stuff.
Is there liability insurance?
Yes, there is. It's run by the government, so we're good.
Okay.
But brilliant. Phase number 2, as part of that holiday, they have to learn to be self-sufficient. So they're going to learn to cook for themselves. They're going to learn how to manage a budget. They're going to learn about teamwork. Yeah. They're going to learn about leadership and all that sort of stuff, which is kind of part of the whole, activity holiday. So that's the thing. There is a small catch.
Again, always catches.
The catch is this. In order to... You know, you don't get anything for free. You've got to do something in return. In order to get this amazing holiday, when they come back, they have to run their own community project in their local community. So that could be something like, you know, like running a project, whatever it may be, using the skills they've learned on that holiday to run a community project. Okay. So it might be like feeding the homeless. Yeah, so it might be like removing graffiti. They have to plan it, organise it, and they have to run the whole community project.
Is it worth it, though?
Come on. Well, first of all, it's taking 16, 17-year-olds, giving them some purpose, teaching them about leadership, teaching them about managing budget, teaching them about teamwork, and then it's giving them something that they need to... It's teaching them important values, which is don't get anything for nothing in this world. If you want an activity holiday for free, fine, you got to pay the piper. And in this case, the piper is go and clean up some crap.
So really, it's not free. They're actually working to pay for the holiday. Pretty much. So in fact, they are just getting a job, and in return, instead of getting a wage for it, they're getting to go rock climbing, which I'm sure they'd have other things that they'd rather spend their money on. another thing that springs to mind, I noticed at the start it said, if they get accepted. So do you know the process of accepting it and how
I don't know. There's just a form. They Google National Citizen Service. They fill in a form. And once they've filled in the form, the government or whoever's running it will get back to them.
Well, I can see this being a whole corruption thing, you know. Certain kids getting selected, others not. I don't want any part of that.
Come on, it's great. You get a free holiday and you've just got to do a bit of a community service thing.
Okay, it's better than the FIFA deal, so I'll give you...
The FIFA deal, if you were female, is amazing. If you were an 8-year-old girl, Patrick, you could walk into FIFA right now, not some bloke down the pub, you could walk into FIFA and get trained for a year in how to play football.
True, but if I was an 8-year-old girl, I would not be doing this podcast. So,
that's very true. That's very true.
We have got to take every factor into account. But you know what? I will give you a 3 out of 10 for that
deal.
Oh,
thank you. Right, okay.
My last deal. Now, this is a fantastic. You laughed at my Greg's deal, but
that's because it was just rubbish.
You will not be laughing at this.
Go on.
So, this voucher / coupon will give you a discounted price to £129 from £179, so £50 discount.
Okay, good discount.
For a year's free Merlin theme park pass. So you can go to as many Merlin theme parks.
So places like Alton Towers, Chessington World of Adventures,
London Eye, the Blackpool Tower, bear in mind.
Also, I think that Merlin also do all of the dungeons.
They do the London dungeons, and as well as that, Madame Tussauds. So if you want to go and see some wax people, fancy seeing wax Harry Styles, wax Brad Pitt, then, you know, you can get yourself one of these Merlin 129, and you can go every single day if you wanted to. I think it's a fantastic deal. Bear in mind, you only get till Monday the 12th of February to sign up. So if you do want it, you've got to be quick. Warning though, the pass can't be used at Central London attractions in August. So unfortunately there is a catch. And some of the theme parks during key summer holidays won't let you use the voucher. So, you know, if you want to go peak weekend to Alton Towers, in the summer, you might not be able to use the voucher.
Okay, which is generally when most people want to go to theme parks. You know, when you think about going to theme parks, you tend to think the summer, especially if you've got kids.
You do. However, you know, you could still go to Madame Tussauds. You could.
Oh, well, there we go. Hey, kids, we're going to go out on holiday. We're going to go away for the day. Oh, where are we going? Are we going to Alton Towers? No, we're going to Alton Towers. Are we going to Chessington? What? No, we're not going there. Where are we going? It's going to have a big roller coaster. No, we're going to take you into a building to watch some waxwork dummies. Oh, what do? Do they walk around? Are they animatronic? No, they're basically famous people made out of wax. Oh, but it's going to be people that I know, like Peppa Pig. No, it's going to be people from hundreds of years ago that you've never heard of in your entire life. Daddy, that's going to be rubbish. I know it's shit. That's exactly what's going to happen.
Great, I think you're massively out of the loop here. Madame Tussauds, they've got all the latest celebrities, all the ones. You know, I imagine your child loves Taylor Swift. I know that she's got one. I've seen that on Facebook. And it looks scarily like her. So, you know, I think that you are not giving Madame Tussauds any justice for what it really is.
Whatever, Patrick. Whatever. Look. How do we get this amazing deal?
So, to get this deal, you literally just search into Google, discounted 1 year Merlin theme park pass. That's discounted 1 year Merlin theme park pass. And you've got till, as I say, 11:59 p.m. on Monday the 12th of February. If you're there at 12 a.m. on the Monday the 13th, Tuesday the 13th of February, you will not get the voucher, so do not be late.
Okay, right, so there's your four deals. Act quickly. But now, it's time for a little bit of this.
Non-stop kids. Joke of the week.
Right then, so it is come to that time. It is a feature of every single podcast. It is the joke of the week. Basically, the idea is I tell a joke, Patrick tells a joke, and you guys get to work out who does the best joke. I started the first with the deal, so you can start first with the joke.
Okay, well, this joke, I think it's absolutely fantastic. It's quite simple, so get ready. What did the duck say when he bought lipstick?
I don't know. What did the duck say when it bought lipstick?
Put it on my bill.
That's just so
put it on bad. My bill. It's a double entendre. It's the best kind of joke there is.
Oh, good grief. Put it on my bill. Right, okay. Let me tell you what a real joke sounds like. A ham sandwich walks into a bar and orders a beer. The bartender says, "Sorry, we don't serve food here."
It is good. I do like that.
We don't serve food here. Let us know which one you prefer. Or if you think they're both rubbish, let us know. We'd love to hear from you. So, guys, thanks very much. That's this week on the Wizard. That's this week on a different podcast. That's this week on the Nonstop Kids podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. We are going to be here every single Friday. I think Friday's the day, right?
Friday's the day. And next week, we will have at entertainer Richard, so look forward to that.
The big U. He's going to tell you all about how to be an amazing kids entertainer. Guys, if you want to book Nonstop Kids for one of your kids' parties, all you have to do is go to www.nonstopkids.co.uk. That's www.nonstopkids.co.uk. Fill in the inquiry form. We will get back to you and we'll let you know how we can be a part of your party. And please don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. It's on iTunes and it's on Audio Boom. All you have to do is hit subscribe. But thanks very much this week. My name's Craig.
My name's Patrick.
And we'll see you again next week.